Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning and welcome to The Harvest. We are so glad you're able to join us today. I hope that today's program honors our Lord by blessing you with information and inspiration today. I am Hans, and I'm seated next to my beautiful bride, Amy.
Good morning, everyone. So happy to be here today. Was that too much? Was it too much?
Describe too much, because that was not too much of anything.
Oh, okay. Good morning, everyone. How about that? Is that better?
That's fantastic. Amazing.
We had a beautiful weekend. We ended up spending some time at the nursery.
Oh, gosh. She likes to spring these little extemporaneous conversations in the beginning of our show without any tip-off to me.
Well, I told you I knew exactly what we were going to talk about. So not the Wah Wah Baby Nursery.
No.
So no announcements here today.
No.
So, no, Tree and Shrub Nursery.
Shrubbery.
And if you, we're doing a little landscape project at our home, and if you really want to get to know your spouse, go buy plants with him.
Or her.
And so we entered into this endeavor with very different visions for what the... And finally, our
is this how you're going to paint the picture?
This is how I'm painting the picture.
Wow.
And finally, our 13-year-old said, "Dad, I think you're really wanting like a Japanese garden."
Mm.
Because everything that you preferred had like some type of hinoki, cypress,
mm-hmm.
bamboo.
And there was no bamboo.
Yeah.
We all know that bamboo is a bad idea. Except for the pandas.
So we left with no plants, no shrubs. We tabled the topic, and we will come to a consensus somehow, because I want magnolias
someday.
And camilla bushes.
Yes.
Which are
in close proximity to our house, and we'll forever be pruning them week by week.
So we're going to have a hodgepodge, which is one of my favorite words. We're going to have a hodgepodge of landscaping. And thank goodness we don't have to get it approved by the HOA. So anyway, that's how we spent our time this past weekend. Hope you all had a great week. So what's going on today on the show?
Well, first of all, you need to mention Senior Provisions.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot forget them. Christian's looking like, oh, my goodness, is this your first time? So Senior Provisions, thank you. We are a family-owned, faith-based senior care placement agency. Our advisors personally guide families through senior care options, making recommendations of quality care providers. There is no cost to the service. You have a trusted resource. Thank you, Senior Provisions, for being our host. And you can reach out to us, ask us any senior care question at 888-979-8783, or you can go to our website anytime at seniorprovisions.com, because the internet, did you know this, is open 24 hours a day.
That's amazing. Wow. The tidbits and information we get on this
program.
Okay,
so I would jump the gun a little bit because we have such a great guest on our show today.
So yes. So today we have in studio Lee Smith. She is the executive director of Perimeter North Villages. And she is here to explain the village concept and how we can support the village concept and see it grow. Thank you so much for coming today, and we're so glad that you're here.
Thank you and good morning. I'm happy to be here. First, I'll tell you a little about myself. I am an Atlanta native. I grew up in Sandy Springs and I live in Dunwoody. So I like to say I haven't gone very far, just right down the road. I have a wonderful husband, two kids, a daughter and a son, and two dogs and a stray cat that I have started feeding. But I keep saying I don't have a cat. I just started working out and I'm loving it. And I love hanging out with my family and friends. I like to read, and I like to antique shop.
I did not know a lot of that about you. So first of all, I'm a huge cat fan. So thank you for feeding the cat.
So you're going to have to remove the term stray before cat.
No, it's not my cat.
And I love antiquing. So you have to kind of tell me some of the hot spots to go in that. Okay. Roswell.
Shambly is a great area.
Okay. Absolutely. I mean, we'll have to talk off air about
we'll
that.
We'll have to shop.
Yeah, absolutely. Shopping and lunch. I love it. So, you know, I've known you for, almost 4 years now. Because I knew you when you were with a different organization doing education. And then when you came on board with Perimeter North Village, I just thought, what a great fit.
Oh, thank you.
So, and the one thing I think that we have shared is our love and advocacy for older adults and just a passion to have them have a great quality of life.
Absolutely.
And then I know you're a woman of faith as well. So we have that kindred spirit. Tell me, how has faith played a role in your life, in your career?
I'm a person that says I can't go a second of the day without God.
Amen.
I need him at all times, not just when I pray in the morning or pray at night. I need him with me always. And he's led me through my career. So I love little children, too. And then he led me to work with seniors. So I did that for another nonprofit for almost 8 years. And then Perimeter North Villages called and asked if I would be interested in working for them. And I said, yes. And so I've been there almost 3 years, 3 years in May. And what we try to do is keep older adults to continue living in their homes. So we're a nonprofit and we're a volunteer and membership organization. And we provide services to members who are age 50 or better.
That's great. When you said keep folks in their home, I hope everyone listening went, what? Because I was just sharing that I spoke at a Sunday school class this Sunday, and they asked me specifically, how can we stay in our home more independently for as long as possible, if not forever? And, you know, it's a big question out there that most folks have. So tell me a little bit about the village concept.
Well, what we do is we provide mainly transportation. And everybody needs that. We want people to get out. And if you quit driving or have to quit driving, it takes away some of your independence. And that's very difficult. Mm-hmm. And so we take people all the time to doctor's visits, go to get their hair done, the grocery store. Some people just want to actually go out and shop a little bit and have lunch. And that's fun, too.
So it really provides them a new sense of independence.
Yes.
For being a part of this community.
And it's social because we get to know our members better. And then they'll say, oh, well, how's your family doing? And I'll say, oh, well, what about your grandchild? And so it's become social also. We also have check-ins. If somebody needs like a regular call, it can be daily or weekly just to see how they're doing. We can provide that. We can do small home maintenance, changing light bulbs, carry something upstairs for you that's too heavy. And every month we have an activity, and it's either educational or social. Some of our educational ones have been a program on balance, how to not lose your balance. Scams on seniors. We had the Sandy Springs police talk to us on that to keep you from being scammed. And lots of times we'll just go out for lunch and have a big table and laugh. And we just have the best time. So our members have become friends with each other also. And then we have our wonderful vendors, and they are pre-screened. So we've done all the background checks, and we know that they are safe for you to have at your home. And the vendors are fee-for-service vendors, so you would pay them. But we put our trust in our vendors. So, and Amy is one of our vendors, Senior Provisions.
We can recommend a lot of resources out there, but when you're part of that village concept and you're a member, you have access to pre-vetted transportation and home repairs and even, you know, vetted home care companies.
Absolutely.
Our role really, as always, is, you know, when someone can't stay in their home. And, you know, unfortunately, there are some circumstances where it's just not possible for them to stay home. And they have to make a transition. And that can be very scary. And
absolutely,
we love to come and support people and say, listen, we've vetted as well. So you're moving from this kind of village membership into, you know, vetted providers through us. that are, you know, community-based.
And some of our members have gone to live, like, in retirement homes or independent living, and we can still help them. We can still drive them because they can't always have a ride with the with the place's van, or they need to go somewhere different. Or they want to go out to lunch with us, you know, too, or
to a movie. I didn't know that.
Yes.
That's awesome. They can maintain their membership and benefits.
Yes.
Even if they move out of their, it's like their new home.
And still stay in the same social group and continue doing those monthly activities. That's fantastic.
That's just their new home. It's not the home that they had been living in, but that's their new home.
Well, we're going to take a break here in a minute. We've been talking with Lee Smith with Perimeter North Villages, talking about the village concept. And we're going to explain a little more of the benefits of membership and how you can get involved when we come back. We've talked a lot about a lot of resources, and our phone is always available for you to call in at 888-979-8783. You can go to our website as well at seniorprovisions.com. And, you know, if you have more questions about the village concept, we'd be happy to direct you to Lee. And at the end of our show, we're going to have, she's going to share her contact information as well. Well, I'm so excited. I have a lot of questions for you. So when we come back on the other side of this break, be ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
And I'm kind of wondering why we're not members, honestly. So
she gave the age group. We have more years to advance.
Oh, there you go.
Just come back with us.
We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on.
Every day I manage hundreds of employees and run a successful IT company, but when the doctor diagnosed Mom's Alzheimer's disease and told us she could no longer live alone, I was at a loss at what to do next. Our pastor recommended calling Senior Provisions. He said that they were a trusted resource and that they could help us find a community that met our current and future needs and fit our budget. Senior Provisions guided us through the whole transition. And now Mom loves her friends, feels safe, and we have peace of mind.
Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs. We will help you find trusted providers for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the help that you have been searching for. Call today and get the peace you need. 888-979-TRUE.
Lean on me when you're not strong.
Welcome back to The Harvest. We have been speaking today with Lee Smith. She is executive director of Perimeter North Villages. We've been talking about the village concept, and we started off with her bio where she talked about her faith. And I wanted to know from you, like, what is a life verse that gives you strength and is a good source of inspiration through your day?
Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's empowering. And also Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. And I always thought that meant, like, listen for God, try not to be busy and listen. And in Bible study the other day, I found out that means give God control.
Mm. Ooh, wow.
So, something I work on a lot.
So, because even when we're still and quiet, we don't necessarily give him the control, do we?
No.
That's
terrific.
Okay. So if nothing else, you know now what the village concept is, and you have a good truth from the Bible today. So that wraps up our show for today.
No, that is terrific. So let's talk about how the village concept works fundamentally. Like, it's a membership. What is the terms of the membership, and what area does it cover? Kind of just give us a layout of how that works.
Okay. We currently serve residents of Brookhaven, Chamblee, Doraville, Dunwoody, Sandy Springs, and surrounding areas. And there is a fee to join, but it's very reasonable. It's about $35 a month, and you can have up to 6 rides.
Oh, so
for $35
six
a month.
6 rides.
You can't take Uber for that.
No.
No, that's one trip with Uber.
So, exactly. So plus, you know that you're with vetted volunteers. We've done background checks. We've done DMV reports. And so you know you're in good hands. And like I said, a lot of times you become really good friends. And I've had one of our members, a volunteer, asked her to come to Christmas and Thanksgiving at her house because she was going to be by herself.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about right there.
It is.
Wow.
It is. So you can pay monthly for $35, or you can pay quarterly for $103. 6 months is $200, and annually is $400, and that's for one person. And if you have a spouse that also needs the services, then theirs is about half that price.
Okay.
Wow.
If you do this as a couple.
Excellent.
Production efforts provided by Christian.
Well, so a lot of our listeners are pastors and lay ministers that have a older senior group at their church. And if you're listening, there is some great information to be gleaned from this discussion. And I hope you're picking up that this is really a way to minister to people who are otherwise homebound.
Absolutely.
And need help. And so talk a little bit about some of the benefits. Because I know over the last 3 years, you have heard a lot of stories of folks that have come into membership with the Village that maybe had a bad experience before.
Or were just stuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and say, well, I'm waiting on a family member, but they've got to get off work. And, you know, my son or daughter has taken off 6 times this month because I've had several doctor's appointments. And so this, you know, frees up your family to do other things with you. And then you're with us and we'll take you where you need to go.
That is great. And I also imagine, we have a personal story of an aunt and uncle out in California who were taken incredibly advantage of by a roofer that came to their home and didn't do the work that the roofer was going to be doing or should have been doing and took payment up front. So again, house repairs and services that come into the home, you have to be so careful.
Oh, you do.
So you vet your vendors.
Absolutely. We've had done background checks. We've done referrals. And also something we've recently done is opened up our vendor list to the public. So you don't have to be a member now. Wow. Anybody can get this information from our website, which is perimeternorthvillages.com. Villages has an S on the end. And you can go under there and click vendor on the left, and you can see who you need to see. And we're happy to share that.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, you know, I think when I first heard about the Village concept, I just had it in my head that it was a village. It was an actual
a
physical village. So you kind of describe it as a virtual village. It's a network of people.
Yes. We don't have a building. I work from my house and I'm out and about a lot too because I'm one of the drivers. And we don't have a senior center, but we can take you to a senior center. We don't have a place for people to live, but we've got wonderful vendors who can help you find the right place to live. Or if you need to be in your home and you need home care, we can help you with that. We've got vendors that can help you with that, too.
Well, that's wonderful. This almost makes me think this would be a wonderful present to give at Mother's Day. We have Mother's Day coming up. We have Father's Day coming up. I mean, this would be such a beautiful gift to give your parents.
Yes, I like that idea. We've had people do that for Christmas.
You can use that.
Thank you. But Mother's Day and Father's Day is great, too. So, and you know that they'll be safe. You know that they can have social outings. Social is so important. Being social is so important to seniors. Learning new things, going to classes. There's places that have classes for seniors. Keep the brain going.
Mm-hmm. We've done some education with you as well.
We have.
At the local library at Dunwoody Library, which is a great central location. Everyone can kind of get there. And then all the restaurants, you pick restaurants to go have like the lunch bunch.
We do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've tried IHOP for brunch, but their favorite is Panera.
Ooh,
and we have this one huge long table. So we get there really early to try and grab that table. And then we sit around and talk and then – we realize that so-and-so has the same hobbies as someone else, and then they become friends. And so it's really great. And to hear all the laughing that goes on, it's so important. Lots of happiness.
And it touches on the key component. I mean, aging in place is a real strong objective of a lot of people as they age. But the components that don't get addressed are either financial, which is part of the nature of care.
Right.
And the second one is social. You know, we can all age in place if we have the mobility enhancements or whatever to continue living in our home. But if we don't have the social environment, educational sessions to go to, just that dynamic of being plugged in and activated, you lose that. And
right.
I think that's a great, great way of addressing that and keeping these people in their home. And,
well,
getting
and it
them-
just occurred to me, too, this is a way to kind of check in on each other. These check-ins you were talking about, if someone who normally attends something is under the weather, you know about it.
Absolutely. They'll let me know, and then I'll call them and say, are you okay? Do you need anything? Need me to run to the store for you? I've been known to do that, too. And, you know, and then I get to socialize with them a little when I take what they need back over there. But, yes, we really try to take care of each other.
And so I know originally there was a group of churches that kind of came together here in Atlanta.
Yes.
So tell me about the involvement of those churches. Are they still continuing to be involved? And I know you are out of one particular. Is your office still out of Dunwoody?
My office is actually at my house now.
Okay. So the village serves all denominations?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, that's what I was trying
to
understand.
It started
understand.
Out with seven churches and who said, we need this for our members. So, but yes, we're non-denominational, but we're faith-based.
That you're faith-based, but you're non-denominational. That's wonderful. And I imagine, too, like Dunwoody and Sandy Springs, there is a large population of our Jewish friends as well, and they are served equally as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So that's great to know that there is the, and this is what we say all the time, is our mission comes from our faith, but who we serve knows no boundaries.
Amen.
Yes. So to get to be the hands and feet of Christ is awesome, and that means everyone.
Absolutely.
Well, want to not leave before I ask you this really important question. What do you need? What can we do for you?
I need more members, but I also need more volunteers. So if you contact me either by calling 470-231-0015 or online perimeternorthvillages.com. Remember, Villages has an S on the end. And I can get you the paperwork and we'll get things rolling and we would love to have you.
That's wonderful. If you're listening and you'd like some more information, please reach out to Lee at Perimeter North Village. And it brings to mind for me Hebrews 13:16, that not to forget to do good and to share with others. With these such sacrifices, God is well pleased. So I love that because the village concept absolutely embodies that, is that we're trying to do good for one another. We're trying to love one another and we're trying to share the good information that we have. And that's really our mission here at the Harvest Radio Show. So thank you so much for being
thank
on.
Thank you.
You're going to come back because I love you.
Oh, thank you. Love you too. My members told me that they loved me the other day and it was so heartfelt, and I let them know I love them too. And I do.
Those are some powerful words. I would encourage you today, if there's someone that you love, like our producer, Christian, we love you so much. Tell each other how much you love them.
It's getting more and more awkward. Christian doesn't know what to do.
Hans loves you too.
I love you too, Christian. If you are an organization or ministry serving the elders in our community, we would love an opportunity to shine a light on how you are serving them. Please call us at 888-979-8783.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today on The Harvest Show. And if you need more information about any senior care information, reach out to us at seniorprovisions.com. You can also call us at 888-979-8783. And we are going to sign off with our foundational scripture, Philippians 4:19. My God will supply all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And there is no greater provision than Christ Jesus himself. God bless you, love you all, and have a great week.